is go on the other hand,
local government might have to, and federal, make some exemptions to funding too.
I mean, realistically, going into this crisis situation, so maybe they are going to have to make some adjustments.
I haven't, but had any feedback in that regard from anybody yet.
Yeah.
But I am expecting a letter from bitumen companies any day, and from other contractors as well and suppliers. And I start writing letters every day now saying...
Well, you'd have to be prepared that they're going to increase it by, could be anything, 50% or more.
Yeah.
Based on current prices.
And then, you know, also by using more contract services, we are using their fuel, conserving ours. You know, it's a bit harsh, but... they get work out of it, we get jobs done with saving some of our fuel for emergencies or whatever, because no one knows how long it's going to go for.
Again, so that means that they're going to, eventually their price is going to go up, so again it comes out cost analysis.
Yeah, so it's hard to really say we should do this, this and this, because it's a little bit up in the air still. Where it's going to go, but I think the more that we can get done, the less funds that we have outstanding, the better position we'd be in. That's all.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Tuber. Thank you, CEO Karen. Thank you, Peter, Manager Works. Some good information there, thank you. Item 17, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting. And on that, I want to thank everyone for their attendance and input and close the meeting at 5:10. Thank you.